let's review Brachos Daf Lamed Tes. First, the Gemara speaks about the shear of peros that a person has to eat in order to be chayiv in a bracha achronon. The shear is a kazayas beinoni together with the seed, which would mean that if you're eating a large kazayas and you remove the seed, and that explains Rabbi Yochanan's behavior, that if you remove the seed and eat a large kazayas, that's roughly the shear of a kazayas beinoni, then you would make a bracha achrona. Then the Gemara goes on to discuss what exactly was the machlokas between the Talmidim when they were mevarich on the korov mevushal or on the basar of first, meaning what was the appropriate thing to do. One of the Talmidim, it says, made the bracha on the basar of, on the meat first, and the other Talmud was melagligalov. So what were they actually arguing about? So they were arguing whether a cooked vegetable is a bracha of shahakol or hadama. If the bracha is shahakol, so we say it's the same bracha as the birchas of, so you should make on the in the tzchaviv first. And if the bracha is hadama, so then you make that bracha first, since it's a bracha chashuva. Or it could be that a yerek shaluk, a cooked vegetable, the bracha shahakol, but they're arguing if you make a bracha on the min netzchaviv or on the karav, which gives more nourishment. So is it the chavivos or the nourishment that requires the first bracha? Then the Gemara goes on to discuss the bracha that one makes on a turnip that one eats raw. So if you cut it up into chatichos gedolos, the bracha is bar pi adama. If you cut it into chatichos ketanos, into small pieces, Rav Huna says it's a shahakol, because it's by cutting it up, it changed for the worse. And according to Rav Yud, it's still bar pi adama, because it comes to sweeten it when you cut it up into small pieces. If you have a cooked food made out of turnips, so originally Rav Kana held that you make a mizonos, since you put a lot of flour into it, and then he decided instead, no, you make a hadama, since the flour is only in order to give texture to the food. It doesn't actually give flavor to the food. Then we discuss if a person has cooked vegetables and in water, what bracha do you make on that water? So the Gemara says you make a bar pi hadama even on water that dill was cooked in. You make a bar pi hadama because that's also meant to flavor the water. Dill of truma that you cook, that was cooked and has given flavor. So the stalk itself is not asr mishum truma anymore, and it's not tumas ochlim anymore. It no longer counts as a food. On Lamed Tesav and Beis, the Gemara discusses pas tsenuma. Pas tsenuma is a dried out bread that's cut up into small pieces. So then that you soak in some sort of water. So Rabbi Chiya bar Ravashi holds that you could be botseya on pas tsenuma, and Rabbi Chiya would hold that you cannot be botseya because you have to be poreis prusa at the time that you finish the bracha of hamotzi. You have to cut the piece while you're finishing the hamotzi, and over here this is already previously cut. Rav would say you can't be botseya on it because you have to cut the piece only after you finish the bracha of hamotzi, and once again this is already cut. The Gemara then discusses what do you do if you have a piece of bread and a full loaf of bread, which one should you be botseya on? So Rabbi Yochanan says you botseya the shlema, the full piece of bread. According to Rav Huna, you botseya whichever one is bigger. If they're both the same in size, so then whichever one you want. Yerei Shemayim should try to be yotze both shitos by putting the prusa inside the shlema and making the bracha on both of them together. Rabbi Yochanan's moda, though, that on the night of the Seder, you put the matzah that's prusa inside the matzah that's shlema, and therefore it looks like as if you're being botzeah the prusa, which is the lechem, because the darko shalani lifros, it's the kind of bread that an ani would be pores, meaning that would be a kium of lechem oni, because you want to make it look like you're eating a half piece of bread. So that's why there's dafka a maila of using the prusa on the night of the Seder. If the broken piece is made out of wheat and the full kikar is made out of barley, so then we're botzeya on the prusa of wheat because wheat is more chaviv than barley, since Tosus points out, since it's mentioned first in the pasuk. The Gemara then discusses someone who has a small whole onion or a half of a large onion, which one is better to give to the Kohen for truma. So if you have a Kohen right there, then there's no question you give the large half onion because it's a bigger shear. If this it's more chashuv. If there's no kohen right there, Tanakama would say you give the smaller onion because it will last longer and you don't know when you're going to find the kohen, so you want it to last as long as possible. Rabbi Yehuda would say you give the half large onion because it's the more chashuva piece. even though it might get ruined by the time you find the kohen. And at the very end of the daf, we discuss how many kikaros a person, how many loaves of bread a person needs. On Shabbos, we make on lechem. Mishnah, the Torah says, and therefore we use two loaves of bread on Shabbos as a zecher to the man that they took every Erev Shabbos when it came out in double portions on Friday. If a person has a bread of Eruvei Chatzeros, so the Gemara says that it's kedai to make a bracha dafka on the bread of Eruvei Chatzeros, because we have a concept that once you did one mitzvah with something, you should go ahead and try to do a second mitzvah with it. So since the mitzvah of Eruv was done with it, you should do the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos of being Botzeah on that piece of bread as well. And that is the Chazara of Da'af Lametes.